called Learning to Drink Whiskey. First shot, it burns like memories of you. The second shot is easier. Shot number three. I'm feeling alright. I'm learning to drink whiskey now. Here in the house we once called home, glass and thanks so much. We'd love to drink whiskey with you sometime this weekend. We're going to be here. We've been jamming. Last night we got here and we jammed a little bit over with the flea market hustlers. I think it's Miller Hill over there. I don't know if I know the right places, but
Jimmy Martin Boulevard.
Jimmy Martin Boulevard, you know, the self-proclaimed. What is it? I think it's that way, I think. I get confused in circles when there's circles around. My sense of direction gets all wacky, but... So we know now how you felt about NASCAR whiskey. Now we're really going to push the limits here and see how you feel about a gospel drinking song. Is that all right to push those two things together? You know, one of our, besides John Hartford, one of our other musical heroes and inspirations was the original Hank Williams. And he used to play all these, he used to write and play all these great drinking songs and heartbreak songs. And then at the end of it, he'd ride around to radio stations and play these songs live on the radio. And then at the end of the session, he would do a gospel drinking song. It was kind of, I mean, a gospel song to kind of absolve him before he left to get back on the highway. So, you know, kids today with their attention spans, we just decided to push it all into a single song. So it's called Last Call. It's nowhere near Last Call. It's barely even First Call, but...